Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm glad you played this. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is a Sunday morning, the third day of November. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And good morning, everybody in Decatur.
Where it's greater.
That's right.
I hope they got the clocks right. Yeah, hope they right. got that extra hour of sleep.
Y'all move your clocks, you know.
Back. There we go.
Fall back, spring forward. Listen, this, what we're playing right now, you're listening, you chose this, right?
For a reason.
All right. You tell your reason.
No. We'll get to it in a minute.
All right. Go ahead. This was part of a conversation I heard, and I had forgotten about, but I was bossing around on the internet, and it popped up. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, was talking about, he was being complimented by this person who was interviewing him. Leave that gun kind of underneath there. And about his drumming when he was obviously with Nirvana. And he told a story that I never thought of. And then he had an example of it. It was crazy. He goes, I'm an average drummer. Dave Grohl says this. And he goes, Teen Spirit, their album, their big album, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. All of that I stole from the Gap Band, from Cameo, and he goes, play this song. And he goes, I do that. Bum, 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 bum. I stole that from the Gap Band. You go back and listen to how he starts drumming for a lot of those songs on that album.
Right.
And then you play some Gap Band. You play this. He stole that drum fill, right there. He stole that and put it in Nirvana.
Really?
And Dave Grohl admitted it. He goes, yeah, I just ripped off, you know, Gap Band and Cameo and those funk bands, because I loved them. And then he played a couple songs, you know, the intros and starts to some songs from that album, Nirvana.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, he did. At least he admits it.
There you go.
Sorry about that. I had to get that out of my chest. So go check that out. We give you all kinds of insignificant information on this show. That's why you tune in to Sam and Greg, right?
There we go.
Like, today was the first day that a brassiere was patented.
Really?
A brassiere, the first brassiere was patented.
Man, how long ago was this? Uh-oh.
You wanted to know.
Here we go.
1914. The first elastic. Brassiere.
Okay.
Was patented on this day by New York socialite, Carissa Cosby.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't Victoria's Secret?
No.
Okay.
I don't know that she was...
I'm just asking.
I could stay in character if you'd like forever. that's the one thing that's good about that. And, like, you know, speaking of acting roles, I can do that. But you lost me with that one. Speaking of acting, man, everybody say a prayer. Go out there. And you and I did acknowledge this past week. You know, just one of those actresses, Terry Garr.
Yeah.
Man.
And you had to remember the stuff that she was in, right?
And
you
she know. Was in a bunch of stuff.
A lot.
Letterman, you know, a lot of folks thought she was Letterman's girlfriend for the longest time. He had her on the show
all the time.
But Young Frankenstein.
And Tootsie.
Mr. Mom.
Yep. Close Encounters.
They showed some early commercials of hers. So, yeah, she and was very well aware that she was the ditzy blonde in those and rode it all the way to the bank.
Yep.
I just like her. Ditzy. Young Frankenstein is one of my favorite ones. Because, I like the movie. Anything Mel Brooks. He has an enormous Schwanstuka.
Gosh, man.
Hello, rolling his head. Anyway, that's a good sleeper movie. Anyway, Sam, it is your time.
Okay, I'm going to get into some stuff, and then I'm going to tell you why we played that song.
Okay.
Let me see here. We'll start with some college scores from yesterday. We know that Georgia won 34-20. That was good news from down in Jacksonville. Georgia Southern continues to roll. They beat out South Alabama 34-30, and they're staying in the hunt for, you know, in the Sun Belt. They're doing that. They're playing good ball down in Statesboro. Georgia State, trouble. Just putting together four quarters, and so UConn beats them 34-27. That was Friday night. Mercer wins again. They've been winning a lot this season, 37-31 over East Tennessee State. Clark Atlanta wins again. They've been winning a lot. They beat Tuskegee. I think it's first time in like 20 years or something. They beat Tuskegee 36-28. Clark Atlanta beats Tuskegee. Morehouse falls to Miles 37-3. Clark Atlanta, Morehouse play next Saturday, 1:00. It's always a huge deal when those two play.
Throw the records out.
Yeah, absolutely. Fort Valley at Benedict. Fort Valley wins that one 44-20. Savannah State beats Albany State just barely, 28-26, final on that one. The alma mater, West Georgia, y'all ready for this score?
Got his hand over his arm.
Y'all ready for this score?
Yeah.
West Georgia, 88, Lincoln, 12. This Lincoln is not Lincoln, Pennsylvania, not Lincoln, Missouri. This is Lincoln, California. And so,
is it Lincoln High School?
These guys are like the Bishop Sycamore College football, but somehow they ended up on West.
You got to explain
schedule.
That to our audience. Everybody in our audience is gonna get that one.
What, Bishop Sycamore?
They're not gonna get
y'all
that.
Y'all remember
man.
Bishop Sycamore?
Everybody in our audience everybody ain't gonna get that.
You know, look at Noel. Noel, you remember Bishop Sycamore, right?
You got to explain some of this to our audience, man, because we got a big audience.
That is one of the funniest documentaries I've ever seen in my life.
These guys,
the audacity.
Come on, y'all.
These guys threw together a prep school team and ended up on national TV against IMG Academy. You know,
a made-up prep school.
Yep. Up
no
in Ohio.
Accreditation, no barely facilities, ages and questionable.
Yeah, they weren't sure how old the guys were. But this Lincoln, California is kind of they probably school probably in a strip mall or something out in California somewhere, but they get enough guys together to come show up and play football game. And West Georgia had them on the schedule yesterday, 88-12. Y'all have a safe ride back home.
Man, the only way that could have been better for them is if they got a free trip to Cali.
Yes.
Like, man, shout out to the Wolves.
Yeah, so they came down to Carrollton yesterday.
They went west, and now they're going back west.
Yeah, they're going back west. They hope they have a safe ride home. Barry's a winner, 28-21 over Center. Barry is 6-2. Reinhart's a winner, 24-16 over Bluefield. And LaGrange is a winner, 24-21 over Huntington. What's wrong? What's the problem?
Nothing. I'm just listening to that last story.
What's
whole Sid Finch thing that they just—that's what it should be called.
now the reason that I played the song Gap Band is because the new votes are out for HBCU Band of the Year. Obviously, the Band of the Year is going to take place on Friday, December 13th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the night before the Celebration Bowl. And we're going to get our friend John Grant to come on with us sometime here in the next couple of weeks just to bring us up to date on this. But the second band rankings are out. And there have been some moving around.
Okay.
And one of my favorite HBCU band like dropped in the poll. I don't know how to determine this, because people can go online and they can vote for it. They can watch some of the bands. But number one in the Division I division is North Carolina A&T. Florida A&M is up from the sixth spot up to number two. Jackson State is number three, followed by Bethune-Cookman and Norfolk State. They are the top five. And Norfolk State, I saw them earlier this year. They were here for MEAC Sweat Challenge. They're pretty strong. And right after that, you got Southern and Tennessee State. Those are your Division I. Your Division II, Virginia State is at number one. Florida Memorial, they came here last year. School, a lot of people don't know, the HBCU in Miami. Their band was here as a Division II band. Savannah State is third. Langston is fourth. Winston-Salem State fifth. Langston is what I want to bring up. Langston is an HBCU in Oklahoma. A lot of people don't know there's an HBCU in Oklahoma.
I didn't know that.
They rarely play other HBCUs. Matter of fact, I looked at their schedule. They got Texas College on their schedule. That's an HBCU in Tyler, Texas, enrollment of about 800 students. Langston has enrollment of about 2,000. Their band is, like, fantastic. But I found out something while I was looking up some stuff about Langston.
Okay.
Their band is great, and a former drum major in their band was Charlie Wilson, the Gap Band. I have no trouble seeing it. I have no trouble seeing that at all.
Okay.
That Charlie Wilson would be the drum major of a band. I think, you know what I mean? Just knowing how he performs, how he performs Gap Band, how he continues to perform, it did not surprise me at all to find out that Charlie Wilson had been drum major at Langston University. So they are ranked number four. Maybe they'll get to be here for Band of the Year or something. I don't know. Maybe they get him to come and reprise his role as drummer. I don't know. But this is for the Band of the Year, and that's something that's linked to, of course, to the Celebration Bowl. And we're watching to see which teams may make it to play in that particular game. So that's some things. High school football, scoreboard show. We have to help a full strength scoreboard show this week. We've had to be abbreviated the last 2 weeks due to Hawks basketball.
Which, by the way, we have on here today. And
yep.
Pre-game, pre-tip at 6:30, tip at 7 as the Hawks travel to New Orleans.
Okay. All right. This is the final. This is the new final week of the regular season. They extended the regular season because of Hurricane Helene and the games that got wiped out because the schools, the players, you know, students couldn't go to class, couldn't play games because they didn't have power to turn the lights on at the stadiums. They're playing games this week to make up the rest of the schedule. They're playing games on Monday night. Their games on Tuesday night. Their games on Thursday night. Their games on Friday and games on Saturday. There are teams in Gwinnett and Rockdale County and in Augusta area that will play twice this week. Grayson is due to play Tuesday night. Tuesday they're playing. Let me see where the Tuesday night game is. They're playing Tuesday night against Heritage, Conyers, and then they're going to come back and play again Saturday against Newton. So, I mean, you got some teams that are doing it just to get them all finished so that the playoffs can start next week for high school since they slid the playoffs back a week, which means we weren't going to have playoffs originally during Thanksgiving week. Now we will have playoffs Thanksgiving week. Of course, people are going to get sick of us Thanksgiving week because we're going to be on y'all going to hear us every day. You know, but that is what's coming on the schedule. But that's what's coming up with high school on the High School Scoreboard Show. And once again, belated day late, happy birthday to Chris Parker, my partner in crime. And we look forward to being on with you next coming Friday from 7 to midnight.
How did
the season, setting up who plays who for the playoffs and, you know, in brackets.
Right.
All that type thing. We set that up Friday night.
What was the feedback, if any, about last week we talked about the Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
And were there folks, you know, anybody get their feelings hurt or there's a conversation?
No, I think everybody enjoyed it. But once again, it reminds you of some people that should be there that are not there yet. And it just goes right back to the talent that this state has produced. And it's always amazing when people say, well, I didn't know this person was from here. I didn't know that person was. And that's the thing, the cool thing that happens when you get people together like that. People don't know his. Jeff Saturday from Georgia. Yeah, Jeff Saturday from Georgia.
A
lot of people just didn't know.
They, you know what? I do get that. They tease him about that every once in a while on First Take or on Get Up on ESPN because he's there. And he's not a Hall of Famer. Yeah, you played with a Hall of Famer. And he'll go, I'm in the Hall of Fame. You know, they give him hell about it. I got my blue jacket.
He's going to get his gold jacket, man. He should get that. He should get that in time.
Something else I was going to ask you, and I forgot what it was, so it must have been a lie.
Okay.
I'll come back to it. You know, the other thing is, you got to do a little, you might have to hit some buttons here today, because I'm going to be honest with you. I've talked about the live sports that we have here, but one of them is going to be at our cousin station, but unfortunately, it's not written down here. So,
oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yeah, because we got Falcons and Cowboys, obviously, they kick at 1. We got Hawks at New Orleans, that tip is at 7, but we also have Indy at Minnesota, NFL.
Okay.
And that kicks off at 8:15. So the Hawks game isn't going to be done. So normally we either have you go check out WAOK. 13. It is WAOK? All right, this should be written down here, so I'm going to write that down there. Anyway, so there you go. WAOK, Hawks at New Orleans, pre-tip 6:30, tip at 7. Coming back, we are going to talk to Terrell Oh, we got some.
Drummer. If you listen to Nevermind, the Nirvana record, I pulled so much stuff from the Gap Band and Cameo and Tony Thompson on every one of those songs. All that. That's
wow.
It's old disco. That's all it is. Can I not hear that? Nobody makes the connection.
That's straight up Gap Band.
I told Tony Thompson that came to my house for a barbecue with somebody. And I was like, man, I just want to thank you because, you know, I owe so much. I've been ripping you off my whole life. He goes, I know.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg. on this Sunday morning. It's the third day of November. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. You know we're normally here on Saturdays too, but college football just puts us in the back burner for a few months, and then we will get it back here next month. But either way, we've been with you for lots and lots, lots of years, and we want to just thank you from time to time.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
There you go. Shout out to Chief Brandon. He's in the truck, he just told me.
Oh, good morning. Man. Morning.
Shout out to him. We're going to revisit something in a second. We got Terrell here on the phone who's going to come on, but Noelle, being the great producer that she is, jumped on something that we had talked about the last segment, the whole
all over it.
Gap Band. You played the music, and that reminded me of an interview I saw Dave Grohl give. Dave Grohl, of course, from Foo Fighters, but of course.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got introduced to him on a national level as the drummer of Nirvana. And so anyway, he was just throwing praise at some of his early musical influences and talked about how he ripped off Gap Band, Cameo, bands like that when he played, especially on Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana's biggest album. And so Noelle heard that and she went, wait a minute, he's right. And then she went and found it and played it at the end there. So if you didn't know what that was.
She is so good at doing that.
Yeah, she is. She's great. So if you didn't know what that was, we're going to play it again, but I wanted you to have that context as we play it the next time. We got the casting call coming up next, so we'll do it coming back from that. All right, you ready to talk to this dude from Philly?
Absolutely.
Even though he raised his family here in Georgia, we got to talk to him about. We'll get to the Hawks and all this sort of stuff. But what's with that Joel Embiid up there, man? Pushing photography, pushing people like you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. How's everything?
Yeah.
Everything is well. Everything is well. And it was, you know, a lot of commotion last night, I'll say, at the Wells Fargo Center as the Sixers fell and caught another loss. And after the game where the Sixers lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, Joel Embiid did have an altercation with a fellow reporter, as you just mentioned up there. It's been a lot of chatter so far, especially in Philadelphia, about the situation yesterday. And the NBA has already announced that they're going to investigate and see what's going on. The story has also been circulating as well, and he's a well-known reporter not only in Philadelphia, but just in the sports business as a whole. And in the story, he hit some sensitive spots, speaking on Joel Embiid's son and speaking on Joel Embiid's brother who was passed away. So I think it'll be very interesting.
What brought all that in?
About.
What brought all that in?
That you know, I don't know, and I do know that in my personal opinion. It's a code of conduct that kind of should be followed for all of us as we're reporting and just kind of sticking to the sports aspect of it. So, you know, I won't say Joel Embiid should have physically, you know, contacted the gentleman, but I also believe that the gentleman's story and his words were a little harsh, you know, outside of just the lines or the parameters of basketball. So I don't know exactly, like you said, what sparked him to go that far or dig that deep when speaking on Joel. He was pretty much speaking on Joel not wanting to play the game of basketball.
There you go. There you go.
Giving reasons why he felt Joel wasn't playing the game of basketball or standing on his words of kind of wanting to leave a legacy and such. So
Terrell, listen.
Very, very.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off there.
No, you're fine. I'm just going to say, very strange situation, but I'll be interested to see what comes about all of this.
Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I think, and this is my opinion, you tell me if this is fair or not, Joel Embiid is a bit of an enigma. In that, when you talk about people who will eat through tree bark to win a game during the playoffs or play hurt, we've seen that from this dude, right? But at least from our seat here, not necessarily in Philadelphia, he's kind of like, you never know which way the wind is going to blow with him from time to time as far as when he's going to get into the game, how hard he's going to play. Moreover, that's throughout his career. Let's just spend the last 6 months talking about what he has done very visibly, and that is limp through last year's playoffs in a way that you thought, this dude really needs to rest this offseason, but yet laces him up for the Olympic team. And you knew that that stretch was going to have some effect, at least we believed, on the beginning of this season. And by the way, since we're talking about him, let's throw Kawhi Leonard into that too. Two guys who should have been relaxing and resting up for their teams that pay them this upcoming season, but yet wanted to go get that gold medal. How you feel about that? Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like that's a fair point. And we saw Kawhi actually backed out. He said, you know what, I'm gonna take some initiative and not even compete in these Olympics. And that's been a story all summer in Philadelphia, on Philadelphia Sports Radio, on the, you know, family station Odyssey. That's been a discussion up there as well, is was that decision the best from Joel Embiid? And was it selfish for him to go out and chase a gold medal, knowing that he has aspirations of bringing a championship to Philadelphia? He was just paid and signed $193 million extension. So, I mean, there has been a lot of criticism over Embiid and this injury as of recently. He didn't speak until earlier this week at all about, you know, him being injured and the time that he's missed so far. And he did. He's very passionate. And he kind of, you know, to quote him, spoke on all the things in which he's done for the city of Philadelphia and how he has given his all when he's healthy, that he feels like he shouldn't be receiving the criticism that he's given. Me personally, I mean, you're an athlete. That's what comes along with the territory. There's going to be, you know, everyone's not going to, it's not going to always be roses and rainbows. There are going to be times when folks criticize, you know, what they feel like you have or have not done. So I think that the fact that we are now about seven games into this NBA season, and we haven't seen Embiid out there, and we just keep hearing he's ramping up, but there's been no set timetable on when he will return. I just think fans, reporters, people who love the game of basketball are starting to get frustrated, especially not knowing everything that's going on with Embiid and his health situation.
Yep, folks, that is Terrell Thomas, and spending time with him on the WaitForIt.com hotline this Sunday morning. And he is social. You can always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452, bringing it home. Because you know what the Philadelphia 76ers are doing? They're looking up at our Atlanta Hawks in the standings. And that's pretty bad because the Hawks have only won two games. but too early to really let a judgment on this Atlanta team, because less than a week into the schedule, we got a big, long list of folks who are out with injuries.
Yeah, and that's been kind of weird so far as well. The injury bug, you know, has hit a few teams, and it seems like certainly two teams that I, you know, keep an eye on with the Sixers and the Hawks. But that is the true story with the Hawks, that they have a big matchup this evening, and we'll look to see how things roll. They'll be playing a team who also has had the injury bug hit them. But with the likes of Kobe Bufkin being out, DeAndre Hunter being out, we'll see if Dyson Daniels makes a return to the lineup. Trae Young has pretty much been out there on the island as of recently, and he's had a very young cast out there, where you think of Zach being a rookie and still learning the game. And we've also just had a few two-way players that have had to actually come in from the Skyhawks and give our guys some minutes out there. So the Hawks are, you know, they have lost a few in a row, about four games in a row. However, the injury bug has plagued them. So it's kind of hard to evaluate and actually see what we're going to get from this Hawks team so far, because they haven't been at full strength or had their full lineup out there.
You know, I've been waiting to find out what's going to happen with this New Orleans team this year. This is the year, you know, Zion came back losing all this weight. How do you feel about them this year?
It's interesting because as we speak on the injury bug, they're one of the teams in the West that I said I really want to keep an eye on, especially because a familiar family member of ours with the Hawks, DeJounte Murray, is now there. Now, he hurt his game.
Yeah, he's hurt his hand recently. Yeah, he's injured.
So he'll be gone for a while. So I also, similar to our Hawks and just mentioned in the Sixers, I don't know if we'll be – I think he'll be a very integral part when he is healthy in the development of Zion and Brandon Ingram. So I don't know if we'll see the Pelicans at their best until DJ does return to the lineups. But I'm impressed with what I've seen from them so far. Now, they haven't got out to any big leads or, you know, they're – their season is pretty mediocre as of right now, about a 500 team. But I think they have what it takes to compete in the West. I don't look at them as being in that top tier, but I think they can creep into the playoffs and maybe scare somebody if they can get healthy and remain healthy.
Thoughts about the Hawks and their schedule this week, though? I mean, they got some challenges. They got some back-to-backs again, and that's tough when your team is healthy. You got these injuries. You're plugging people in, just trying to get some minutes out of them, and your schedule gets really challenging this week.
Yes, very challenging. As you mentioned, on the road tonight in New Orleans, then they'll fly back for a big matchup tomorrow night against the Celtics. There'll be another home game on Wednesday. So they they do have some tough sledding, as they say, ahead of them. It always baffles me, though, because, you know, I think folks will kind of count them off tonight. Folks will count them off against the Celtics, and then we'll be talking about next weekend how the Hawks are on a 2-3-game winning streak because they found a way to beat the Pelicans and the Celtics. They just always seem to somehow play up the talent, no matter who was out there on the court. Trae Young seems to embrace those moments and really shine. So they have a tough road ahead of them, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see the best out of the Hawks coming up somehow, some way.
What do you think about Zach Risacher? I mean, he's been kind of thrown into the fire and forced to grow up. That's something that could pay big dividends for this team going forward, though, right?
Yeah, I'm glad that the young guy's getting minutes. Now, his last performance, he kind of struggled. He was 1-for-9 recently. And I think some of that, too, is just, as you mentioned, he's being forced to get out there. With Trae not really having a running mate, I think he was forcing a few shots and things. But that could be a great thing because he's learning now to really, like, what it takes to play in the NBA game. And he even mentioned recently, like, when he was over in France, he was the guy. He was the main guy. You know, he was the most athletic. And now he's in the NBA. He's realizing that, you know, even the 12th man on the bench, you know, is athletic and knows the game and can play the game well. So I think overall this will pay dividends for him. He got his first start recently on the road in Washington, and that was good to see. But I like the young guy a lot. I think he has a load of talent and potential, and I think these are just the growing pains that every rookie has to go through. But overall, for our Hawks and for his career, I think it's great that he's been thrown into the fire now.
Again, Terrell, how's Melo and Saylor doing?
Oh, they're doing wonderful. It's a big week for Say, getting out in the sports world, OTE being back in action since he was able to do that.
Okay.
Since he enjoyed a little Billie Eilish yesterday, so she's doing well. And Melo was right along with her at OTE, running up and down the courts and getting some shots up. So the kids are doing well.
Okay,
they're doing well.
You buried the lead. What were they? Because the conversation last week was what they going to be for Halloween. What were they for Halloween?
Well, Saylor did. She ended up wanting to join the festivities. At first, she was kind of like, I'm not going to dress up this year. And she did dress up as Barbie. So it was a pink outfit, a pink cowboy hat and such. She looked really cute. And Mello.
Well, that means she looked like Beyonce.
Yeah. she did go up to her Beyonce look.
Yeah, that's what she did. She did a little Beyonce and Barbie. Go ahead.
And Mello, he went from wanting to be Beetlejuice to Harry Potter, so when we actually went to get the costume, he ended up coming out, and he was Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's an acquired tribute to Tim Burton.
That was cool. No, that was cool. That was cool. I was glad he decided to go with that outfit. He got a lot of compliments on that look, so that was cool.
All right, man. Well, listen, as always, we thank you for getting up, Terrell, and you know, being a part of the show. But, you know, this is just the beginning of your season. It's Terrell season, right, Sam?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he'll be back next
very
week.
Much.
All that stuff. Who you got tonight, Hawks at New Orleans? Is it going to be a chip?
I'm going with the home team, man. I'm going to go with the home team.
You mean New Orleans?
I need all the Atlanta teams to win today. Our home team. I'm going to go with the Hawks tonight to somehow pull up a big win. Trey maybe have about a 40-point night.
Okay.
And, you know, on another note, I just needed the hometown Falcons to handle business today, too. So I'm going for Atlanta. It's an Atlanta day today.
Okay. All right. There you go. Terrell Thomas, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
You too, gentlemen. Have a great week.
All right. Coming up next, going to let you know where there's money flying through the air. Got a couple little other insignificant tidbits having to do with show business and stuff that has happened. And then coming up, top of the hour, we're going to visit with Jason Longshore. Normally, he is pre-Atlanta United game. This one, he is post, getting a set for the what do they call that, the
with third rubber and match? Final game, or rubber match.
The rubber match, which is going to be next week. And Inter-Miami and Atlanta United got the win last night, so we'll be talking to him. And, of course, D-Led getting a set for Falcons-Cowboys. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's another good song to pop lock, too.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. I got to sit down here, Sam.
All right. There you go.
I'm going to pace myself.
Take the load off.
Well, I just got to pace myself because I try to jam too much stuff into this segment where we're talking show business or job opportunities. There's money flying through the air. I've got a fresh new casting call. You can see it up on our site at 929thegame.com/casting call. You can see it on X at Get Cast with Greg. I will run. And if you're a musician, if you play an instrument, I will tell you right now,
okay,
there is a need for you. There is a job that, well, let me just do this right now.
Okay.
Because I won't have time for the other stuff. Where is it at? What's right? It was here a second ago. I got it right. There we go.
All right.
Casting tailor-made. I need, for those of you in the Jewish community, to go to Heather Taylor's, another beautiful Jewish woman herself, because this is what she reached out to me, and she's... And she said it differently. She said it like somebody who is Jewish and said something. I said, I can't say that on the air. So she just says, we got a lot of needs for the Jewish community this week, and you send them to my Facebook page. So when you go there, you will see not only the two big projects that she's doing. One is Found, which is in its second season over on NBC, and the other one is Stranger Things.
Okay.
You won't find a bigger show, right? So I'm just going to leave that there. You'll see it. If you're interested in it, go to Casting TaylorMade's Facebook page. Now, you will also see these, which I have on mine. Stranger Things, this week, looking for musicians. Sam, you're going to have a fitting, which means you get a bump for fitting. That's $50.
All right.
They may ask you to get a haircut. If they do, they're going to pay you for that. You're going to bring your instrument. They're going to pay you for bringing your own instrument. Right? It's like I did this shoot this past week.
Do you have
week.
To prove to them you actually play the instrument?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to bring an instrument, chances are you know how to play that instrument.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well.
You might just have a trumpet at your house and just say, hey,
well, then tell them that when you get there. I don't know how to play this thing, but
it looks nice.
It looks nice, right.
I polished it up and it shines really nice. And we really look good in your show.
Name an instrument and I will tell you. If it's on this list, and I guarantee you, it's on this list. It got pretty much everything.
Really?
And of course, you'll name something.
No, what kind of set though? I mean, they're looking for orchestra.
Instrument. People who play instruments. They are those of you who play musicians who play these instruments.
Vibes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And somebody can actually play.
The future Lionel Hampton's out there. We want to hear from you, folks. Didn't know I knew that, right? But,
I go.
That's the dude who discovered Quincy Jones, by the way.
I go Roy Ayers. Okay.
All right. Sam, they got the triangle.
Wow.
I tell you, they got everything
on
here.
They do have everything.
Ukulele, tuba, piccolo, the oboe.
the oboe.
The oboe. Mandolin, the harp.
How many people got a harp they're going with?
I want to see you get that in your car.
I know that's right. I don't know if you move that thing around,
really,
right?
How do people who play
and
a harp,
why would anybody have one that didn't actually play it? That's not just something. That takes up a lot of room in your house.
All those are very valid questions. And the other one is, to me, where do you find a harp tuner?
Well, there's got to be one around.
There got to be at least one.
Yeah.
But I bet he don't live in Georgia.
I bet, too.
I bet he's up in New York.
They probably got one across the street from us. At the Arts Center over there, Symphony Hall. Yeah, they got somebody
bagpipes.
Over there. Bagpipes.
They need people who play bagpipes.
What do you think with the Highland Games this weekend? I think the Highland Games, you this time, you're out of Stone Mountain, and you have a lot of folks with bagpipes.
Now that the World Series is over with, they can give John Smoltz a call because they need an accordion player. So he plays it, in case you didn't know. So anyway, you'll see all these under Stranger Things. Casting tailor-made. Hilton Casting doing P-Valley, reaching out to the Hispanic community, and a new show called His and Hers. They need dog walkers.
Really?
Up and down the street. Listen, again, we haven't said this in a long time, Sam. Don't matter what
How
you do.
How do you dress for that?
Well, they may... You're out walking, so you just dress casually. You get your jeans, and you probably wear them. Everybody, you've been to Walmart or Costco or one of the Target department stores. Everybody's dressing now, or at least a good number of people, like what they wore to bed. Because you got them pajama bottoms that look like everybody's wearing them in the store.
Would you wear them out to walk your dog, though?
So if you're warm enough, you get up there, you just keep them in there and walk the dog in them. But I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but they need somebody who is going to be a man, male.
Because I'm trying to think if they're going to submit a picture. They might have a dog.
Yes, they want to see a picture of you with your dog.
And you want to see what you go to walk your dog in.
It's not so much the wardrobe, because they can always change your wardrobe. It's just the fact that you got a dog that's paying attention. Again, this is a great country. They pay you to just cross the street. Where else are you going to get paid? I mean, we talk about this business industry, excuse me, being here in the state of Georgia. And there's a lot of industries that you think of that are here. And there are those who, unfortunately, are going to get a pink slip at the end of this season, the end of this year.
This calendar year, right?
And that happens every year. And then you think about what you're going to do. Well, as you think about what you're going to do, there are these opportunities, like people who live in Orlando. At the end of the day, if they get laid off, maybe they can get a job somewhere with Disney because it's swallowed up so much of that city.
Oh, absolutely.
The same thing with the film industry here. You don't have to get pictures. You don't have to go and get your hair done. You just got, well, look like a dog walker. Look like whatever it is because something around the corner or a need is going to be here where they need somebody who looks like you or you could fit it. They need people who are just going to sit in a restaurant. You could do that. So there are job opportunities, and here's one of them, his and hers. This is over on Netflix, Pedestrians and Pedestrians with Cars. That seems kind of strange because if you're a pedestrian, you're not necessarily needing a car, but there you go. Yeah. On Location is doing a big scene in a convenience store, and this pays a good bit. You're going to see that on there. And Rose Locasting doing a new show. I love Boosters. It's called ILB. They need everything from those of you who look like you got some cash in your pocket, wealthy folks, to seamstresses. Haven't had a seamstress need in a while.
Yeah.
And just folks to shop. So those are in front of the camera. There's more. There's behind the camera. I walk you through how to find those. So, again, if you've got any questions, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. I have to say that I was thinking about what I was going to get for the meal today, but I got to watch what I eat today because I got to go on set tomorrow.
Okay.
And I just want to let folks know about it because I can't talk a lot about this, but there is a new show coming to CBS. And it is the first soap opera on CBS in many, 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 many years.
A new soap opera.
Now, I told this to Tracy. Yeah. And I'm shooting the scene. I got booked on it. I got blessed and got booked on it.
So they're shooting it here?
It is. I'm going to a location tomorrow and one of the studios, and this is going to be a daytime. So we're going back to like when our mothers used to, shut up, Greg. I'm watching my stories. I got that all the time.
You know, I thought the reality shows it like kill soap operas.
Well, CBS is going to try it again.
They're going to try to bring soap. Wow.
And this one's called, because I'm not telling tales out of school here. It's called Beyond the Gates or The Gates.
Okay.
And I got booked on this. And there's people on this show that I'm looking forward to meeting. Hopefully I'll be with them. But the patriarch of this family in this show, I'm looking forward to saying hello and just shaking his hands. You know who it is?
Who's that?
Clifton Davis.
Wow. Really?
That's my mama. Yeah. Amen.
Not just
but
that.
But more importantly.
Never can say goodbye.
Thank you. For those of you who don't know, he wrote that Jackson 5 song.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm looking for that. So I have that coming up this week. I also want.
Soap opera.
Yeah, man. Beyond the Gates. That's coming up. And then I've been catching hell. Shout out to Sean Thompson. and shout out to China Downstairs and a couple other people. Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black is airing now on Netflix. And the patriarch of that family finally was brought into the storyline, kind of the end of the second episode, but more importantly, into the third episode. And that's where you got to meet his butler.
Here we go.
So I've been getting calls all week.
Yeah.
And getting messages. People have been watching Beauty in Black. So, yeah, the butler, James the Butler, has made his appearance. So there you go.
Fantastic.
Did you know
when
you got into this business, see, you got into television. If you were to
I did radio.
But this is different. This
I did
is different.
Radio first.
Did you do music radio?
Yeah.
Or was it talk radio?
Music radio.
Did you ever get... Were you ever told to watch the, it's sort of like a must-see for anybody who's a DJ coming up in this movie? At least it used to be. If you started back like in the 90s or even before then. But there was a must-see if you did, in my case, rock radio, especially late night. But if you were in rock radio period, at some point somebody would tell you to go watch this famous movie. And it starred Clint Eastwood. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, go watch Play Misty for
Me. Play Misty for Me, yeah.
That was the movie that we were all told to go see at least once.
Really?
It put you on, because it lets you know what was out there. If you were young and you got into this business, you thought everything was cool. And then don't play some song for somebody one night.
Okay.
And find out what happens when the phones start blowing up.
I had a different music format.
I had that.
I didn't have that problem.
We had people waiting for you downstairs at times.
No, this is music. The folks, if they were going to listen to
rock fans get very passionate about their stuff.
That was playing radio, they would have to escape the convalescent home. We would be a scene out of Cocoon.
Okay.
So, no, that wasn't. I didn't have that to worry about.
So, yeah, play Misty for me. Clint Eastwood is a classic 71 movie, but mm-hmm. Jessica Walter is in this, and she got a problem with Clint doing this movie. So it's a part of that life, not as much as it used to be, but it's there. Anyway, I think I got it all here.
You sure?
I'm sure. I think I do. Insignificant information. Today was the day that Good Morning America premiered.
Okay.
Back when? Can you tell me the host off the top of your head?
Oh, man. Good Morning America.
Good Morning America premiered on this day.
Hartman.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm forgetting his first name, though.
David.
David Hartman, yeah.
Miss London.
Okay.
She joined shortly. Joan London.
Joan London.
There you go.
Okay.
Those are your two. Anyway, coming up, 8 o'clock hour, we are going to bring him on post-match for the first time, probably since we've been talking to Jason. Jason Longshore is going to join us and talk about what's in store for Atlanta United next week, now that they got the big win last night.
Big win in front of the big crowd.
Going to hear from Mike Conti. All right. And also, D-Led.
Yeah.
Just ready for Falcons and Cowboys.
Yeah.
Before we go out of this, Noelle, are you ready with that sound again? So we were talking about this a couple sets ago and just sort of tripped and fell into it, and Noelle went and found it. So you played some Gap Band coming back, and it got me thinking about this little back and forth, this interview I heard. Somebody was interviewing Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters and was complimenting him on his drumming from the days when he was with Nirvana. And he said, no, I'm an average drummer. And to give you an idea what kind of average drummer I am, I stole, literally he says this, from this other band, and then they played not necessarily side by side, but they played what Dave was describing that he used throughout Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana's biggest album, and some of the bands that he...
Wow. I wanted to be a drumline kid. Like, I wanted to be a drumline kid.
Why not?
But I can't read music. I couldn't then. I still can't now. All I wanted to do was be in a line of drummers all playing drums.
That was... decent. I wasn't like your level. Like, I'm...
Dude, stop saying I'm a good drummer because I'm the most basic drummer. If you listen to Nevermind, the Nirvana record, I pulled so much stuff from the Gap Band and Cameo and Tony Thompson on every one of those songs. All that. That's
wow.
Old. It's old disco. That's all it is.
Can I not hear that?
Nobody makes the connection.
That's straight up Gap Band.
I told Tony Thompson that. Came to my house for a barbecue with somebody, and I was like, man, I just want to thank you because, you know, I owe so much. I've been ripping you off my whole life. He goes, I know.
Whoa.
That big disco flam. Like, it works every time.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.